Good evening, everyone. Please open your Bibles tonight to the book of Amos. And above and beyond all other such requests that I've made, please open to thus and such a book, especially tonight, critically important that you follow along in the book of Amos. We'll just be starting right there in chapter 1 and verse 1. While you're turning, imagine that someone appears among us in the city of Eugene, begins to preach upon the street corners and in various other places until he comes to the attention of the highest ranking authorities in this area. He speaks of the surrounding states. He then sort of narrows the bullseye on the circles and speaks of neighboring cities and eventually addresses us as well here in the city of Eugene. He's a working class man. He has the attire, the marks, the speech, the bearing of one who has been a rancher, one who has been a farmer. He is a man, clearly, who doesn't really fit in among us. Amos chapter 1. The words of Amos, who was among the sheep herders from Tekoa, which he envisioned in visions concerning Israel in the days of Uzziah of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, son of Joash, king of Israel, 2 years before the earthquake. And he said, Yahweh roars from Zion, and from Jerusalem he utters his voice. And the shepherd's pasture grounds mourn, and the summit of Carmel dries up. Thus says Yahweh, for 3 transgressions of Damascus, and for 4, I will not revoke its punishment. Because they threshed Gilead with implements of sharp iron. So I will send fire upon the house of Hazael, and it will consume the citadels of Ben-Hadad. I will also break the gate bar of Damascus, and cut off the inhabitant from the valley of Avon, and him who holds the scepter from Beth-Eden. So the people of Aram will go exiled to Kir, says Yahweh. Thus says Yahweh, for 3 transgressions of Gaza and for 4, I will not revoke its punishment, because they deported an entire population to deliver it up to Edom. So I will send fire upon the wall of Gaza, and it will consume her citadels. I will also cut off the inhabitant from Ashdod, and him who holds the scepter from Ashkelon. I will even unleash my power upon Ekron, and the remnant of the Philistines will perish, says the Lord Yahweh. Thus says Yahweh, for 3 transgressions of Tyre and for 4, I will not revoke its punishment, because they delivered up an entire population to Edom and did not remember the covenant of brotherhood. So I will send fire upon the wall of Tyre, and it will consume her citadels. Thus says Yahweh, for 3 transgressions of Edom and for 4, I will not revoke its punishment, because he pursued his brother with the sword while he stifled his compassion. His anger also tore continually, and he maintained his fury forever. So I will send fire upon Teman, and it will consume the citadels of Bosra. Thus says Yahweh, for 3 transgressions of the sons of Ammon, and for 4, I will not revoke its punishment, because they ripped open the pregnant women of Gilead in order to enlarge their borders. So I will kindle a fire on the wall of Rabbah, and it will consume her citadels. Amid war cries on the day of battle and a storm on the day of tempest, their king will go into exile, he and his princes together, says Yahweh. Thus says Yahweh, for 3 transgressions of Moab and for 4, I will not revoke its punishment, because he burned the bones of the king of Edom to lime. So I will send fire upon Moab, and it will consume the citadels of Kerioth. And Moab will die amid tumult with war cries and the sound of a trumpet. I will also cut off the judge from her midst, slay all her princes with him, says Yahweh. Thus says Yahweh, for 3 transgressions of Judah, and for 4, I will not revoke its punishment, because they rejected the law of the Lord and have not kept his statutes. Their lies also have led them astray, those after which their fathers walked, So I will send fire upon Judah, and it will consume the citadels of Jerusalem. Thus says the Lord, the three transgressions of Israel, and for four, I will not revoke its punishment, because they sell the righteous for money, and the needy for a pair of sandals. These who pant after the very dust of the earth on the head of the helpless, and turn aside the way of the humble. And a man and his father resort to the same girl in order to profane my holy name. And on garments taken as pledges, they stretch out beside every altar. And in the house of their God, they drink the wine of those who have been fined. Yet it was I who destroyed the Amorite before them. Though his height was like the height of cedars, he was as strong as the oaks. I even destroyed his fruit above and his root below, and it was I who brought you up from the land of Egypt. I led you in the wilderness for 40 years, that you might take possession of the land of the Amorite. Then I raised up some of your sons to be prophets, some of your young men to be Nazarites. Is this not so, O sons of Israel, declares Yahweh? But you made the Nazarites drink wine, and you commanded the prophets, saying, you shall not prophesy. Behold, I am weighted down beneath you, as a wagon is weighted down when filled with sheaves. Flight will perish from the swift. The stalwart will not strengthen his power, nor the mighty man save his life. He who grasps the bow will not stand. The swift of foot will not escape, nor will he who rides the horse save his life. Even the bravest among the warriors will flee naked in that day, declares Yahweh. Hear this word, which Yahweh has spoken against you, sons of Israel, against the entire family which he brought up from the land of Egypt. You only have I chosen among all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquities. Do two men walk together unless they've made an appointment? Does a lion roar in the forest when he has no prey? Does a young lion growl from his den unless he's captured something? Does a bird fall into a trap on the ground when there is no bait in it? Does a trap spring up from the earth when it captures nothing at all? If a trumpet is blown in a city, will not the people tremble? If a calamity occurs in a city, has not the Lord done it? Surely the Lord Yahweh does nothing unless he reveals his secret counsel to his servants, the prophets. A lion has roared. Who will not fear? The Lord Yahweh has spoken. Who can but prophesy? Proclaim on the citadels in Ashdod and on the citadels in the land of Egypt and say, assemble yourselves on the mountains of Samaria and see the great tumult within her and the oppressions in her midst. But they do not know how to do what is right, declares Yahweh. These who hoard up violence and devastation in their citadels, therefore says the Lord Yahweh, an enemy, even one surrounding the land, will pull down your strength from you, and your citadels will be looted. Thus says Yahweh, just as the shepherd snatches from the lion's mouth a couple of legs or a piece of an ear, so will the sons of Israel dwelling in Samaria be snatched away with the corner of a bed and the cover of a couch. Hear and testify against the house of Jacob, declares the Lord Yahweh, the God of hosts. For on the day that I punish Israel's transgressions, I will also punish the altars of Bethel. The horns of the altar will be cut off, and they will fall to the ground. I will also smite the winter house together with the summer house. The houses of ivory will also perish, and the great houses will come to an end, declares Yahweh. Hear this word, you cows of Bashan, who are on the mountains of Samaria, who oppress the poor, who crush the needy, who say to your husbands, bring now that we may drink. The Lord Yahweh has sworn by his holiness. Behold, the days are coming upon you when they will take you away with meat hooks, and the last of you with fish hooks. You will go out through breaches in the walls, each one straight before her, and you will be cast to Harmon, declares Yahweh. enter Bethel and transgress. In Gilgal, multiply transgression. Bring your sacrifices every morning, your tithes every 3 days. Offer a thank offering also from that which is leavened, and proclaim free will offerings. Make them known, for so you love to do, you sons of Israel, declares the Lord Yahweh. But I gave you also cleanness of teeth in all your cities, and lack of bread in all your places, yet you have not returned to me, declares Yahweh. Furthermore, I withheld the rain from you while there was still 3 months until harvest. Then I would send rain on one city, and on another city I would not send rain. One part would be rained on, while the part not rained on would dry up. So two or three cities would stagger to another city to drink water, but would not be satisfied. Yet you have not returned to me, declares the Lord. I smote you with scorching wind and mildew, and the caterpillar was devouring your many gardens and vineyards, fig trees and olive trees, yet you have not returned to me, declares Yahweh. I sent a plague among you after the manner of Egypt. I slew your young men by the sword along with your captured horses, and I made the stench of your camp rise up in your nostrils, yet you have not returned to me, declares Yahweh. I overthrew you as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. You were like a firebrand snatched from a blaze, yet you have not returned to me, declares Yahweh. Therefore, thus I will do to you, O Israel, because I shall do this to you, prepare to meet your God, O Israel. For behold, he who forms mountains and creates the wind and declares to man what are his thoughts, he who makes dawn into darkness and treads on the high places of the earth, Yahweh, God of hosts, is his name. Hear this word, which I take up for you as a dirge, O house of Israel. She has fallen, she will not rise again, the virgin Israel. She lies neglected on her land, there is none to raise her up. For thus says the Lord Yahweh, the city which goes forth 1,000 will have 100 left. The one which goes forth 100 will have 10 left in the house of Israel. For thus says Yahweh to the house of Israel, seek me that you may live, but do not resort to Bethel. Do not come to Gilgal, nor cross over to Beersheba. For Gilgal will certainly go into captivity. Bethel will come to trouble. Seek Yahweh that you may live, lest he break forth like a fire, O house of Jacob, and it consume with none to quench it for Bethel, for those who turn justice into wormwood and cast righteousness down to the earth. He who made the Pleiades and Orion and changes deep darkness into morning, who also darkens day into night, who calls for the waters of the sea and pours them out on the surface of the earth. Yahweh is his name. It is he who flashes forth destruction upon the strong, so that destruction comes upon the fortress. They hate him who reproves in the gate. They abhor him who speaks with integrity. Therefore, because you impose heavy rent on the poor and exact a tribute of grain from them, though you have built houses of well-hewn stone, yet you will not live in them. You've planted pleasant vineyards, yet you will not drink their wine. For I know your transgressions are many, and your sins are great. You who distress the righteous and accept bribes and turn aside the poor in the gate, therefore, at such a time, the prudent person keeps silent, for it is an evil time. Seek good and not evil, that you may live. And thus may Yahweh God of hosts be with you, just as you have said. Hate evil, love good, and establish justice in the gate. Perhaps Yahweh, God of hosts,
may be gracious to the remnant of Joseph. Therefore, thus says Yahweh, God of hosts, the Lord, there is wailing in all the plazas. In all the streets they say, alas, alas. They also call the farmer to mourning and professional mourners to lamentation. And in all the vineyards there's wailing, because I shall pass through the midst of you, says Yahweh. Alas, you who are longing for the day of Yahweh. For what purpose will the day of Yahweh be to you? It'll be darkness and not light, as when a man flees from a lion and a bear meets him, or goes home, leans his hand against the wall, and a snake bites him. Will not the day of Yahweh be darkness instead of light, even gloom with no brightness in it? I reject your festivals, nor do I delight in your solemn assemblies. Even though you offer up to me burnt offerings and your grain offerings, I will not accept them. I will not even look at the peace offerings of your fatlings. Take away from me the noise of your songs. I'll not even listen to the sound of your harps. But let justice roll down like waters, and righteousness an ever-flowing stream. Did you present me with sacrifices and grain offerings in the wilderness for 40 years, O house of Israel? You also carried along Sikketh, your king, and Kian, your images, the star of your gods which you made for yourselves. Therefore, I will make you go into exile beyond Damascus, says Yahweh, whose name is the God of hosts. Woe to those who are at ease in Zion, and to those who feel secure in the mountain of Samaria, the distinguished men of the foremost of nations to whom the house of Israel comes. Go over to Calneh and look. Go from there to Hamath the Great, and go down to Gath of the Philistines. Are they better than these kingdoms, or is their territory greater than yours? Do you put off the day of calamity, and would you bring nearer the seat of violence? Those who recline on beds of ivory and sprawl on their couches and eat lambs from the flock and calves from the midst of the stall, who improvise to the sound of the harp and like David have composed songs for themselves, who drink wine from sacrificial bowls while they anoint themselves with the finest of oils, yet they've not grieved over the ruin of Joseph. Therefore, they will now go into exile at the head of the exiles, and the brawler's banqueting will pass away. The Lord Yahweh has sworn by himself. Yahweh, God of hosts, has declared, I loathe the arrogance of Jacob, and I detest his citadels. Therefore I will deliver up the city and all it contains, and it will be if 10 men are left in one house, they will die. Then one's uncle or his undertaker will lift him up to carry out his bones from the house. And he'll say to the one who's in the innermost part of the house, is anyone else with you? And that one will say, no one. And he will answer, keep quiet, for the name of Yahweh is not to be mentioned. For behold, Yahweh is going to command that the great house be smashed to pieces and the small house to fragments. Do horses run on rocks? Does one plow them with oxen? Yet you've turned justice into poison, and the fruit of righteousness into wormwood, you who rejoice in Lodabar, and say, have we not by our own strength taken Karnaim for ourselves? For behold, I am going to raise up a nation against you, O house of Israel, declares the Lord God of hosts. And they will afflict you from the entrance of Hamath to the brook of the Arabah. Thus the Lord Yahweh showed me. Behold, he was forming a locust swarm, and the spring crop began to sprout. Behold, the spring crop after the king's mowing came about when it had finished eating the vegetation of the land, that I said, Lord Yahweh, please pardon, How can Jacob stand? For he is small. Yahweh changed his mind about this. It shall not be, said Yahweh. Thus the Lord Yahweh showed me, and behold, the Lord Yahweh was calling to contend with them by fire, and it consumed the great deep, and began to consume the farmland. Then I said, Lord Yahweh, please stop. How can Jacob stand? For he is small. Yahweh changed his mind about this. This too shall not be, said the Lord Yahweh. Thus he showed me. Behold, the Lord was standing by a vertical wall with a plumb line in his hand. And Yahweh said to me, what do you see, Amos? I said, a plumb line. Then the Lord said, behold, I am about to put a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel. I will spare them no longer. The high places of Isaac will be desolated, the sanctuaries of Israel laid waste. Then shall I rise up against the house of Jeroboam with the sword. Then Amaziah the priest of Bethel sent word to Jeroboam, king of Israel, saying, Amos has conspired against you in the midst of the house of Israel. The land is unable to endure all his words. For thus Amos says, Jeroboam will die by the sword, and Israel will certainly go from its land into exile. And then Amaziah said to Amos, go, you seer, flee away to the land of Judah. There eat bread, and there do your prophesying. But no longer prophesy at Bethel, for it is a sanctuary of the king and a royal residence. Then Amos answered and said to Amaziah, I am not a prophet, nor am I the son of a prophet. I am a herdsman and a grower of sycamore figs. But Yahweh took me from following the flock, and the Lord said to me, go, prophesy to my people Israel. And now hear the word of Yahweh. You are saying, you shall not prophesy against Israel, nor shall you speak against the house of Isaac. Therefore, thus says Yahweh, your wife will become a harlot in the city. Your sons and your daughters will fall by the sword. Your land will be parceled up with a measuring line. You yourself will die upon unclean soil. Moreover, Israel will certainly go from its land into exile. Thus the Lord Yahweh showed me, and behold, a basket of summer fruit. He said, what do you see, Amos? I said, a basket of summer fruit. And Yahweh said to me, the end has come for my people Israel. I will spare them no longer. The songs of the palace will turn to wailing in that day, declares the Lord Yahweh. Many will be the corpses. In every place they will cast them forth in silence. Hear this, you who trample the needy to do away with the humble of the land, saying, when will the new moon be over so that we may sell grain, and the Sabbath be over that we may open the wheat market, to make the bushel smaller, the shekel bigger, and to cheat with dishonest scales so as to buy the helpless for money and the needy for a pair of sandals, and that we may sell the refuse of the wheat. Yahweh has sworn by the pride of Jacob, indeed I will never forget any of their deeds. Because of this will not the land quake, and everyone who dwells in it mourn. Indeed all of it will rise up like the Nile, and it will be tossed about and subside like the Nile of Egypt. And it will come about in that day, declares the Lord Yahweh, that I shall make the sun go down at noon, make the earth dark in broad daylight, and I shall turn your festivals into mourning and all your songs into lamentation. I will bring sackcloth on everyone's loins and baldness on every head. I'll make it like a time of mourning for an only son, and the end of it will be like a bitter day. Behold, days are coming, declares the Lord Yahweh, when I will send famine on the land. Not a famine for bread or a thirst for water, but rather for hearing the words of the Lord. People will stagger from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east. They will go to and fro to seek the word of Yahweh, but they will not find it. In that day, the beautiful virgins and the young men will faint from thirst. As for those who swear by the guilt of Samaria, who say, as your God lives, O Dan, and as the way of Beersheba lives, they will fall and not rise again. I saw the Lord standing beside the altar, and he said, smite the capitals, so that the thresholds will shake, and break them on the heads of them all. Then I will slay the rest of them with the sword. They will not have a fugitive who will flee, or a refugee who will escape. Though they dig into Sheol, from there shall my hand take them. Though they ascend to heaven, from there will I bring them down. Though they hide on the summit of Carmel, I will search them out and take them from there. And though they conceal themselves from my sight on the floor of the sea, from there I will command the serpent, and it will bite them. And though they go into captivity before their enemies, from there I will command the sword that it slay them. I will set my eyes against them for evil and not for good. And the Lord, Yahweh of hosts, the one who touches the land so that it melts, and all those who dwell in it mourn, and all of it rises up like the Nile and subsides like the Nile of Egypt. The one who builds his upper chambers in the heavens and has founded his vaulted dome over the earth. He who calls for the waters of the sea and pours them out on the face of the earth. Yahweh is his name. Are you not as the sons of Ethiopia to me, O sons of Israel, declares Yahweh? Have I not brought up Israel from the land of Egypt, and the Philistines from Kaphtor, and the Arameans from Kir? Behold, the eyes of the Lord Yahweh are on the sinful kingdom, and I will destroy it from the face of the earth. Nevertheless, I will not totally destroy the house of Jacob, declares Yahweh. For behold, I am commanding, and I will shake the house of Israel among all nations as grain is shaken in a sieve, but not a kernel will fall to the ground. All the sinners of my people will die by the sword. Those who say the calamity will not overtake or confront us. In that day, I will raise up the fallen tabernacle of David and wall up its breaches. I will also raise up its ruins and rebuild it as in the days of old, that they may possess the remnant of Edom and all the nations who are called by my name, declares Yahweh, who does this. Behold, days are coming, declares Yahweh, when the plowman will overtake the reaper, the treader of grapes, him who sows seed, when the mountains will drip sweet wine, and all the hills will be dissolved. Also I will restore the captivity of my people Israel, and they will rebuild the ruined cities and live in them. They will also plant vineyards and drink their wine, and make gardens and eat their fruit. I will also plant them on their land, and they will not again be rooted out from their land, which I have given them, says Yahweh, your God. And then apparently, he disappeared back into the wilderness. Within about 25 years, Assyria came, and 10 tribes vanished, never to be a nation again. As the years went by, the scant few remaining, and those that had come in from the Gentiles and various other places, began to intermarry, and the much loathed Samaritans came to be a people. Amos represented an angry God, and they hated him for it. Wednesday night, of course, in much more detail, we'll be going into these verses, as Wednesday night in our chronological study, the entire reading is what you've just heard read. But I hope this evening only, brethren, is that we might have been able to put ourselves somehow back really into the shoes of those who hear a prophet speak. It was intended for one purpose, to terrify people into repentance. And by God's will, brethren, may we be among those who truly are repentant, who truly are not at ease in Zion. For the fulfillment of these prophecies was certain and true and came in its due time. And the same will be true for us one day if we as a people should occupy the same sorts of behaviors that these did. Amos is not an encouraging guy. He is a threat. He is a warner. He is a condemner. He is an angry man speaking for an angry God. And then he returned to his home and may have, perhaps, lived to see it all that he had spoken. All of these nations to fall, the devastation that Assyria wrought. By the grace of God, may it not be in our life's time that we either be like these people or see the end of our nation, as so many before us have. Let us be then, brethren, devoted to our God, eager to serve in any capacity that we possibly can, anything but at ease in Zion. We can help you in prayer, in Bible study, and perhaps tonight that repentant obedience to our God, which says, I too would be free from my sins, washed in the blood of Jesus the Christ, baptized in his name to rise and walk again in newness of life. If we can help you with any of these things, let it be known. Come speak with me, please, as Bob leads us in this final song.